I was mad at Mike for what he said about Johan. I addressed that on the air. I said, I respect Mike. It hurt my feelings because of the respect I have for Francesa. And what I would say to Mike is, if you don't think the Johan no-hitter was real, I guess I ask you, were the Yankees winning in 96 real? Because Jeffrey Mayer clearly interfered with a baseball. And I remember listening to Mike and Chris that night after the game. But my issue today is not with Mike Francesa. My issue today is with Christopher Mad Dog Russo. That's where my bark bites. So, do you have the clips ready? Because I want to address this one by one.
What garbage!
I love Doggy, but I want to take his little rant on ESPN. And by the way, before I rip Dog, the only reason I'd even play this is because I do respect him. There are plenty of people on ESPN, in fact, every single one of them, where I don't care what they say about the Mets. I don't care what they say about baseball because they don't know a damn thing.
I'm glad they were just talking baseball.
I understand. Well, Chris is talking baseball. Chris is allowed to talk baseball. Chris is a legend.
He's the only one.
Everyone else, don't hit me with your baseball talk. So before I rip Dog, I'm only playing it because I respect him, and that's why it bothers me. Because of the respect I have for the man who used to sit here. Clip number one. Listen to Dog bitch about Pete Alonso. Go.
I cannot believe the big deal people are making about Pete Alonso being the franchise record holder now for home runs. He passed Darryl Strawberry last night. Nobody in Metville that I know, and I know a lot of Met fans, after a stretch where they've lost 11 of 12 and have allowed the Phillies to bury them in the NL East. Now we're going to make big deal about Alonso's home run. And I love Gary Cohen. Did you hear this call? This is a little over the top.
Okay. So now we're getting on Gary. First of all, Dog, you know Met fans. You know Bob Huesler. I think Bob cared about Pete hitting that home run. We don't talk very often, but I cared about Pete hitting the home run. And two things can be true. You can be frustrated with the team and the failures recently and acknowledge that a franchise that has been around for more than 60 years, you can mock the record all you want. This is our franchise. This is Huesler's franchise. This is Lugie's franchise. This is Beningo's franchise. This is our freaking franchise. We care about our history. You don't. You don't have to care about history. You care about Willie Mays. You should. You're a Giant fan. So you don't get the Met fan. There are some Met fans, not all, who cared about Pete Alonso breaking the single home run record, not single season, but the franchise home run record. We do care. So you're wrong. You're wrong because you're in your cocoon not talking to enough Met fans. That's number one. As far as Gary Cohen's call is concerned, I'll address that later. Clip number two.
You can't even tell me what the home run record was before this nonsense. This is ridiculous. And by the way, if the Mets love Alonso so much, why did they pay him in the offseason, for crying out loud? He was a free agent. They didn't want to pay him a nickel. He bounced around all over the place, and then he came back basically with his hat out. Please sign me.
Chris, I'm going to be very calm. What does Cohen and Stearns have to do with us as fans? We disagreed with them. Mm-hmm. Most Met fans wanted Pete back. So to say fans don't care and equate it to the way the front office handled the offseason doesn't even make sense. Now, the good news is no one on that dais knows about baseball, cares about baseball, or cares enough about this issue to push back.
Right. What did they do? Just nod?
They laughed. I like Peter Schrager, but he's just chuckling. That's a ridiculous comment. One thing has nothing to do with the other. That's number one. Number two, what I loved about Dog is he held everyone to a high standard on knowing history. Trust me, Chris, we all know Darryl had the record. You knew Darryl had the record. I know Darryl had the record. Everyone listening knows Darryl had the record. Joe knows Darryl had the record. Bob Huesler knows Darryl has the record. So stop acting like we're a bunch of idiots that we didn't know. We all did know that, and so did you. So just because you don't care, and I'm not asking Chris to care. I'm not asking Sean to care. They're not Met fans. I get it. But for Met fans, we are allowed to care about our own team's history. So, again, I love them. And the only reason I'm mad is because I do respect them.
Mm-hmm.
But you're wrong. You're wrong on every account. Now, let's get to Gary Cohen. He had an issue with Gary Cohen's home run call. You want to hear it?
I did hear it.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you didn't hear it, Gary Cohen's home run call. Let's see if Dog was right to have an issue with it.
And Pete drives one to deep right center field, headed back toward the wall. It's out of here! Out of here! Pete Alonso stands alone! The polar bear on his own private iceberg! Pete Alonso, the most prolific home run hitter in New York. York Mets history.
My only issue is that it's corny. That's my only. The iceberg, like polar bear. But the double out of here, the excitement. Why can't he be excited about a franchise record?
Yeah, what's wrong with the call?
I thought it was good.
The only thing he needed to do was not say private. It was redundant.
The private island?
Private iceberg.
Oh, private iceberg. He didn't say island, thank God.
All he had to do was just leave out private, and it's perfect.
Why did the private bother you?
Because it was redundant.
Oh, because all icebergs are private?
Well, no, but if you're on an iceberg, like, who's hanging out on icebergs? So if you say iceberg, you think about, I mean, you think iceberg, what's the first thing you think about?
Ice?
Titanic, oh, exactly. What is it? It's just floating in the middle of the Atlantic, yeah. North Atlantic Ocean, right?
A lot of times down in Antarctica, but that one, yeah.
Whatever, but if somebody's on an iceberg, they're probably by themselves.
I hate to get the semantics, though, Teak. I would think if it's a polar bear, you might get a couple polar bears on the iceberg.
Yeah, maybe some female polar bears are hanging there. You know, they have a couple
beers.
I think
polar bears are mostly solitary hunters.
They don't hang in a flock?
No. I don't think it would be a flock either.
Well, whatever a group of polar bears would be.
I don't know. I don't know the history of polar bears.
So did you like the call or not?
I did like it.
Oh, you did?
I did.
I don't think there's an issue with someone getting excited.
What was Dog's issue with it? Is what I don't understand.
Who cares? I don't know any Met fans that care. Okay, I don't speak to any Met fans anymore. Nobody cares.
Let Dog talk to his ESPN audience, and maybe they don't care about baseball.
They don't.
But, so it is what it is. So he's talking to an audience that they're probably like, yeah, go ahead, Dog. You're right, man. I don't care about Pete Alonso. But in New York, we care.
I think that
Met fans care.
I can't say every Met fan cares, but I also can't say no one cares the way Dog said it, because I think I'm a Met fan. I think I've got proper credentials as a Met fan. I care, Chris. Now, you don't have to respect that I care, but I care.
It's a record that got broken.
Bob Huesler cares. Like, there are Met fans that care about it. And
does Sal care?
Sal's interesting. I appreciate Sal's honesty. He didn't care, and then after it happened, admitted on the air today, you know, it was cool. So I think he eventually cared, like the moment happened, and it was like, wow, okay, that's awesome. I really have an appreciation for it, which I think is a nice, honest response to it. Because sometimes you don't know how you're going to react to something in real time. Like, you have no idea. You know, I keep thinking about how I'm going to react to DeGrom's return. There's a chance I boo him. There's a chance after all this, after all the lip, you know, whatting I've done with Jake over the years, that when he shows up at Citi Field, I'm going to be like, you know what? Everyone was right. Screw him. And I boo him. I don't know. What? You got something else to say?
I just think you have major DeGrom anxiety right now. You keep going back to it and making the Pete thing about it. That's. I don't know. I just think you need to have
you need an intervention.
You want to know why?
Or something.
Do you want to know why, Teak?
About DeGrom? Why?
The DeGrom issues?
Why?
I got a little WFN flashback for you. I want you to hear Evan in his element. This is August 8th, 2022. This is Monday, August 8th. On Sunday, Jake returned for the first time in a year. Mm-hmm. He faced the Atlanta Braves. It was this emotional return. I was in the building. I canceled the family trip early. Needed to see Jake's return. I want you to hear a brief part of my open that day from Giants camp. I was doing the show with Chris Big Mac McMonagle because Carton was lazy and didn't do the show that day. Boy, I'm just killing Craig today for some reason. Here's the open. I want you to hear me in my emotion, and then maybe you'll realize why I'm broken.
WFAN flashback. DeGrom needs to be a member of the New York Mets until he's dead. You understand me? Until he's in the ground.
Yep.
What I mean by that is you will re-sign him at the end of the season. I don't care if it's $50 million. I don't care if it's $60 million. And I don't need to hear from anybody say, what about his elbow? He throws too hard. If they pay him $60 million and he doesn't pitch and he isn't healthy, I'll live with that risk.
Right.
What I can't have is this beautiful, sexy man ever pitch for another baseball team ever. He cannot be a Brave. He cannot be a Yankee. He cannot be a Diamondback. He cannot be a Royal. He cannot be an Angel. You're supposed to stop me. He can't be a Ranger.
You stop there.
Thank you. He can't be anyone else.
Why did he stop me there?
Oh, wow.
The reason.
Wow.